And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with South Loup head football coach Matt Jagler. Well, Coach, may I first say it's great to still be visiting with you, and I'm sure it feels great to still be coaching.
Oh, yeah. It's excellent. You know, there's nothing better than playing in late October for the playoffs. It's what you live for.
Obviously, there's a physical aspect to the game of football, but I know there's a mental aspect to it as well, Coach. And I know that with winning comes confidence, and confidence is a big part of moving forward. Can you just talk about the confidence of this group right now?
Well, I think, you know, our confidence is very high. You know, they've shown up each week more focused than the week before. You know, they're ready to go. Once playoffs hit, you know, we're just sitting there thinking, let's do this.
Coaches, I've talked to other coaches who have played you, and I've done interviews with them. I'll ask, so what's the key for, to competing against South Loup? And it seems like most of them start with your offensive line. They talk about those guys up front that you have, and I know they've been a very big group for you. What has made them special, you think?
I just think it's their work ethic, and then, you know, they're smart, too. You know, every one of them, they communicate on the line. They know where they're going. They tell each other where to go, how to block. You know, and they work as a group. They work amazing together. And, you know, I think that's the driving force of our team.
Obviously, with that offensive line and then the talent you have in the backfield, and certainly with your quarterback, you've done a lot of things on the ground. But there have been times, and there probably will be some times coming down the stretch, Coach, where you're going to have to be able to throw. And you guys have been able to make some big plays in the passing game at times throughout the season. Can you just talk about that aspect of your offense and maybe the way it's come together for you and what you might need from that moving forward?
Well, you know, everyone knows we're going to run the ball. So, you know, we use the run. They're going to put eight guys in the box. But we can throw, and we can throw to three, four different guys. We just haven't had to throw yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure if we have to throw, we'll throw, and we'll do it well. And we've worked on it because we know there's going to come a time where we're going to have to throw. But, you know, I think we'll be all right. We can throw the ball, and we got some great receivers, and Trey can put it there where it needs to be. And, yeah, I think it'll be all right.
I know that lots of times when I talk to coaches at this time of the year, they'll mention, you know, it's little things that can make a difference moving forward. What are some of the little things for South Loup that can make a difference, Coach?
Well, for one, it's based on defense's alignment. You know, make sure we're aligned every time. We got to be in the right spots. It isn't so much, you know, the whole what they're going to do, but we just got to put ourselves in a spot to have success. And then special teams, you know, we have to work on special teams. And then also, we got to take care of the ball, too. We can't have silly mistakes. You know, we just got to eliminate those little mistakes that we make each week, and we've been trying to work on that, you know, every week.
Let's talk about your opponent. You get Lawrence Nelson in the round of 16 in the playoffs. Just talk about your preparation for them. What do you see from them, and what will be the keys for South Loup?
Well, for the one thing is they run about every formation imaginable, and they'll come out in them in a game, and we have to be able to get ourselves aligned right, communicate on defense. Their offense is good. Their quarterback is very good. He runs the ball well. He throws well, and their line is pretty decent up front. They're big, athletic kids. You know, it's going to be a test for us just because of the amount of formations they use and what they do out of those formations. So we've been working all week on just getting alignment, but keeping it simple. We don't want to confuse ourselves either.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. Congratulations on the success up to this point, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Brent, and thanks for the coverage.
That's Coach Matt Jagler joining us on KBBN Radio.